Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes. Before we go on to our discussion for this episode, we have a big announcement to make. Siege.
Okay, so now Telebaba Tapes is officially with Podcast Network Asia.
Woo! Woo!
Ayun, syempre, thank you to our listeners. Thank you, Podpals. Kasi, ayun, without you, hindi kami mapupunta dito. And, Wincy?
Thank you also to Podcast Network Asia. Legit na kami.
Ayun. Woo, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so now, what's our
episode 36. Our first episode with Podcast Network Asia. It's called Sex Scandals.
Oo, huwag na nating paliguy-liguyin.
Okay. So, naisip namin tong episode na to because what's the latest? Oo, affected si CJ.
Yes.
What's the latest sex scandal to rock the internet?
Well, I think almost everyone knows about it. So, yun nga, di ba, may nahagip daw na dick pic si Chris Evans. Kasi I think he was sharing one of his videos and I think naka-screen record siya. Tapos yun, nakita sa parang gallery niya na may parang, oops, may dick pic. Ayun.
Which is interesting kasi ito, lalaki, no?
Yeah.
Tapos, at wala siyang kasama.
Tapos, yung interesting doon, parang wala pang 24 hours, the internet protected him. Na parang respect Chris Evans or parang flinod nila yung hashtag or something. Basta basically, the internet saved him para ma-bury yung news na yun, nakita yung dick pic niya.
Pero may nakapanood ba?
I think so. Kasi I think I viewed one of the stories na pinanggalingan nun. Tapos hindi ko siya napansin So, baka parang may nakapansin lang talaga. Ayun.
And ang maganda rito, the Philippines is no stranger to sex scandals as well, di ba?
Bakit maganda?
Hindi, to discuss. Maganda to discuss.
We're no stranger to this issue.
Yep.
Pero yun, I guess my main issue there is, bakit kay Chris Evans, prinotect siya agad ng internet, di ba? Pero nung nangyari yung The Fappening or
namiesta yung mga lalaki.
Namiesta yung mga lalaki. So parang, okay. And ako personally, it was sent to me. Tapos parang ayaw tingnan. Parang it defeats the purpose that the internet sort of protected him. So I'm not gonna check it out.
Okay, so
ayun. Yun ang pinanggalingan ng topic na ito.
Affected na affected si CJ kay Captain America.
Not just to him, but I think the double standard na parang, pucha, kailangan si Captain America para i-protect. Hindi worth it yung hindi worthy of the internet's protection yung other women.
Define sex scandal muna. Ano ang sex scandal?
Oh, para sa'yo, ano ba ang sex scandal?
Okay, a sex scandal is footage of the sexual act. Not necessarily a celebrity or someone famous.
Oh wait, kung sexual act, then a dick pic isn't?
Oo nga, no. Hindi, anything sexual in nature.
Okay.
Or taboo in nature.
Okay.
Na linabas for public consumption without the knowledge of the parties of the involved. Ikaw?
Ako, well, a sex scandal is, I sort of agree with you. It is a footage na it can be an act, it can be nudes, it can be dick pic.
It could be a picture or a video.
Yes. Of a person na kumalat sa internet. Doesn't necessarily have to be a celebrity. But yun, pinagpiestahan ng mundo at na-replicate siya. For me, yun. Yung parang from the source, may copy of a copy of a copy. So kahit habul-habulin siya nung real source.
Parang wildfire, no?
Oo, viral talaga.
So, tapos, hindi siya porn. Kasi totoo siya eh. Hindi siya staged. Walang cameraman, walang ilaw, walang profit.
Pero technically, if aware yung mga tao na nandun sa footage, intentional na tinape nila unless yun nga, parang mapupunta tayo sa historical eh. I mean, there are sex scandals we've seen na tago yung camera, di ba?
Ano hindi, pa? Ito. Porn anyway. Kasi is industrial eh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's industrialized.
Yes.
Gets mo?
Yeah.
Ang ano, ang sex scandals, i-industrialize kung sumikat na.
Ang ano no, parang daya, at least yung mga porn stars may sweldo.
Oo.
Yun. Anyway.
Dapat nga, may cuts yung mga ano no.
Ah, I'm gonna get to that kasi I researched for okay, this. Go. O yun. So anyway, so, next.
Personal experience muna tayo.
Ng sex scandal?
Hindi.
Ano?
Nang unang panood. Kasi bago tong phenomenon na to eh.
Oh, no, I mean, kasabay siya ng internet. Anyway.
So what was the earliest experience of you?
Watching?
Watching or hearing about hearing it? About it?
I'm not gonna name names. Pero ang parang ano na yung... I'd consider this the sex scandal of our generation. Yung first ever, I was in high school. Alam mo yung ano, sa Saints ko kasi ako nag-aaral. Tapos may katapat siyang university, yung rival ng Ateneo. So yun, yung blank scandal na yun. So, pwede ko naman
pangalan. Does it rhyme with blah?
With
Blarow.
With a Tagalog of ano prayer.
Dasal.
Okay, anyway. Yun, yung scandal na yun. So, yun, that was the first one. Na parang, I didn't see it, but my schoolmates were describing it. Kasi yung girl yata was from Saints Co before. So, syempre, iba yung implication. Kasi kahit hindi namin siya personally kilala, but to realize that that same girl studied in the same school, big deal siya sa amin. So, yun yung first experience ko of a sex scandal. Ikaw?
Ako, I was working na.
Oh, okay.
And it's the biggest one na in the Philippines.
Biggest?
Yeah.
Oh.
Most historical. It's the one with the two doctors.
Oh.
And the George Michael song.
Oh. Well, I was working when I learned about that.
And yun talaga yung nag-launch eh, no? Na parang nauso.
Oh, kasi celebrities eh. Yung rhymes with prayer scandal, ano eh. Normal people sila eh, college kids.
So let's run down muna history of the sex scandal through our own eyes.
Yep.
Ano mga naalala mo? Yung tumatak. Well, ako yung The Fappening, super grabe yun. Isang araw, puro celebrities, yeah. Hollywood celebrities. Nagkalat, di ba? Kung anong ginagawa nila sa hotel.
Pero wait, historical ba? So may chronology
hindi
tayo?
Naman.
Or rundown lang?
Rundown lang, mga naalala mo.
Naalala. Well, yun, yung The Fappening.
Sina Jennifer Lawrence.
I didn't know how to feel about that. Yun.
Tapos puro babae.
Oo, medyo naawa ako kasi ang alam ko, well, ganito. Pag may sex scandal, lagi kong nire-research una. I don't bother anymore with the actual footage. Parang i-research ko na agad, like, how did it get out? Sino yung naglabas? Yung mga ganun na agad yung nire-research ko. Yun, I think with The Fappening, di ba, it was on Reddit. I think the hacker, si 4chan, binenta niya yun for Bitcoin. Na parang kaya niya daw i-hack lahat ng iCloud ng mga celebs na yun.
Tapos so, ang sad pa, mostly it's them in front of a hotel mirror. Tapos kalat-kalat pa yung mga damit nila, yung gamit nila. Meaning, siguro makeup test to or nagpadala sila ng picture sa boyfriend nila.
Yeah. Or to someone, private. Or maybe they kept it for themselves. Malay mo nag-workout tapos for a role. Tapos nag-check ng body niya from afar.
Or iba, for personal pleasure.
Yeah.
Para sa kanila.
Yeah. Ayun. So, well, nabanggit mo na yung local, yung two doctors. It was a series. It was a hidden camera. Right? Parang, it was a hidden camera from...
At may props pa.
Mayroon props ba?
Yung balls. Light balls.
I shouldn't laugh, but... Yeah. And they were rehearsing for a TV dance thing, right? I think technically that wasn't a sex scandal. That was a dance rehearsal. And then I think ang daming part eh, na parang diba may part 3, part 4, part 5, na iba-iba talaga. So I think it came from like one laptop and it was just uploaded. So, if you observe mo, nag-iiba-iba yung itsura nung common dude dun. So,
mahaba yung buhok, umiikli
yung buhok. Yes, tumatanda siya. So, probably, tinetape niya talaga yung sex capades niya. Luma, sex capades. Pero yung tinetape niya yung mga sex acts niya with his girlfriends or probably, yun. So, yung first one, I think girlfriends or hookup, I think kaya mas scandalous yung isa, yung may dance practice kasi parang may cheating angle, diba? He was in a relationship and then that came out. So, doble yung scandal. I was at work at that time. Nasa sad talaga ako for the other doctor, for the female doctor. Kasi kita mong bata pa sila noon and probably boyfriends, girlfriend sila. Kasi ang dami niyang footage eh. So probably may relationship sila. So I wish she knew about it. I wish it wasn't hidden from her. Sana may consent.
Pero I remember nga, yun sa office namin noon. Oh. Wala nang pinag-usapan kundi yun for three days straight.
Yeah, for a week. Kami for a week.
Especially yung mga chismoso talaga.
Oo eh. Meron joke. Ang alam ko, hindi siya joke. It's a funny story. So, I had a colleague na I think sinesend niya yung file na yun. Eh, ginamit niya yung office internet. So, na-trace ng IT namin na sinesend niya yung file na yun. Siyempre, IT yun. Hindi malaman niya. So, nag-fake yung IT ng email from the network na parang mali ang ginagawa mo, masususpend ka, ganyan. Sobrang takot na takot yung office mate ko. Ha. Tapos, nireveal sa kanya na, joke lang, pero huwag mo na yan gagawin ulit. Ganon.
Lalaki o babae?
Babae.
What?
Gusto ko malaman kasi kung bakit may mga babae na nanonood nun. Kasi, well, cliche or conventional thinking, I'd understand why men would like to watch it.
Okay. Ako yung isa ko naman pa.
Oh.
Lalaki naman.
Huh? Oh.
And this is very sad because he's someone I respect. Ah, idol ko siya na yeah. Musician.
Yeah.
He was from a prominent trio in the 70s.
Yes.
The 70s Manila Sound.
Yes.
Tapos, ito, he was caught in the act of masturbating.
I think it was a video call.
It was.
So, it was an intimate call.
And nasira talaga yung spirit niya, I'm sure, after that.
Pero question, na-invalidate ba nun lahat ng nagawa niya?
Well, tinawag siya na pambansang jakulero after that.
Yeah, pero does that invalidate everything he achieved or his opinions or his points of view?
It was politically motivated din daw kasi.
Of course.
Kasi this guy, this musician, this songwriter was dilawan.
Yeah. And critic din siya ng current administration.
Ikaw naman.
So, for me, ang dalawang parang recent na naalala ko is this girl from Davao. She was a minor. So, kumalat siya kasi nakita ko siya sa Twitter. So, nag-trend yung name niya. So, ako parang, ha, sino to? Tapos parang, I searched her or I clicked the trending topic. Tapos, oh, wait, I don't wanna see this. This is a sex scandal of a minor. Tapos, kita mo na naka-uniform sila eh. Tapos, nasa likod ng kotse. So, parang, wait lang ah. And then I checked. She's a minor. She's a micro-influencer. Tapos sobrang pinagbiyestahan talaga ng mga tao. And then nagkaroon ng dalawang waves of hashtag na parang merong name niya lang. Tapos yung second is respect then her name. So parang in a way, na-relieve ako because people, younger people actually are advocating na hey, respeto niyo siya. Or wag niyo lang ipakalat to. And then explain, and sa Twitter pa lang, ma-explain na kung paano nangyari yun. Na parang, I think nag-break sila ng boyfriend niya. Tapos, ayun, nileak ng boyfriend niya, ng ex-boyfriend niya out of revenge. So, ako naaawa ako kasi parang, trust yun eh. But we'll get into that. Yun, tapos, yung last is yung kay Bella Thorne.
Hindi ko napanood yun.
Okay, ito intense naman. Parang may nagba-blackmail kay Bella Thorne na, nakuha ko yung nudes mo. If hindi mo bayaran, ililik ko siya. Wow. Or something. So, may
pag- so, may extortion.
Oh, extortion na yun, no? So, ang ginawa ni Bella Thorne, ah, ganun, i-release ko yung sarili ko nudes.
Galing.
So, nirelease niya. So, akala mo hindi pa tapos, tong si Whoopi Goldberg, ano yung morning show ni Whoopi Goldberg?
Hindi ko kabisado.
Basta, may morning show si Whoopi Goldberg. And then sinabi, kinetosize niya si Bella Thorne. Sabi niya, bakit ka umiyak-iyak dyan sa internet na parang may nagbablackmail sa'yo? Parang you're an actress. You're not supposed to take nudes kasi hindi mo alam kung saan yan mapupunta. Parang ganon. Na pa, ha? Huh?
Moralistic.
Bakit may judgment? Na parang, again, parang marirelate ko siya sa rape culture na ano eh, parang talaga prevention. Hindi mo babawalan yung mga tao na pag may nakita kang nude, huwag mong i-leak. Pag may sinend sa yung nude, huwag mong pakita sa friends mo. Kasi para lang sa'yo yun eh. So parang, ha? Huh? Prevention na naman. Ipe-prevent mo yung babae to be a victim versus like another person to victimize. So parang, oh, this is fucked up. Yun.
Okay.
Ikaw, ano yung last? Yung Chris Evans na?
Hindi, actually from a 90s
ano?
Singer.
Huh?
Tapos, ang masakit pa rito, asawa niya na yun.
What?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Ninakaw yung hard drive niya. Or yung CPU.
Okay.
Tapos linik. Nalinik yung ano footage sila. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko na pinanood. Nalaman ko lang.
Local?
Local.
Sino yun? Clue.
Buloy?
Ah. Di ba parang ano daw yun?
Ninakaw, di ba?
Hindi. Parang related sa kanya. Tapos ayaw niya yung new girl. So nilabas niya.
Oo.
Yun yung parang chismis. But again, what I just said is unverified.
Yeah. So sad kasi consensual naman. Nothing mind-blowing.
Do we go into criticism of the footage?
Hindi, sinasabi ko lang. Very mundane.
It was mundane. It wasn't.
So parang kadiri yung feeling mo kung pinapanood mo.
Oo. It was very private.
Yeah.
So, parang alam mong para sa kanilang dalawa yan.
Uh-oh.
Ayun.
Yun.
Ano? Ayun. Next.
So, next question. Ito, ano yung process? Kunwari, may nagsabi sa'yo, may nag-text sa'yo, may office mate ka, uy, napanood mo na ba to? Anong reaction mo? Do you actually watch it or do you cringe?
Go muna.
Putik. You're putting me on the spot here. Well, ako kung ano, crush ko. Ito. Kung crush ko yung babae. Just to be honest, dun sa the fapping.
Be accountable. Oh.
I saw the folders.
Okay.
There was Aubrey Plaza.
Uh-huh.
There was Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Uh-huh.
There was Lizzie Kaplan.
Yes.
And you know how I feel about those three women.
Yes. So did you check it out?
Oh my God, you're gonna kill me. I checked it out.
O sige, I wanna know why. Sige, para sa... sige, sinabi mo na crush mo sila. So, why did you want it?
Ako parang yung pumasok sa utak ko na parang, holy shit, this is the last opportunity.
Mm.
This is the only opportunity that I would see get to see them naked.
Okay.
Parang, bilang regalo sa utak ko.
Mm.
Sige na nga, pagbigyan na. Nandiyan na rin naman, yun.
Okay, so, nung tinignan mo...
They were pictures talaga parang... intended for their boyfriends or their partners.
Mm.
Yung parang surprise nila, ganyan. As in, super private. Hindi maganda yung lighting.
Tsaka parang kita mo yata na ano, no? Lovingly ginawa.
Well, yung isa, medyo artsy. Nakita ko kay Supergirl. Melissa Benoist?
Benoist,
yeah. Ayun naman, photographer yung boyfriend niya.
Oo.
It was art.
Ayun, nakita
hindi
ko
malaswa eh. Actually, it was artsy.
Medyo mukhang Terry Richardson.
Oo. Nakita mo yun.
Uh-oh.
And halatang consensual naman. Walang mali siya.
Yeah.
Pero it left nothing to the imagination talaga na.
Yeah.
Hirap rin nilabanan yung animal urges mo as a human being. Especially makita mo yung folder na nakasulat nga Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Diba? Parang one side of me sinasabi na parang matinukan tao, tao yan, babae yan, with feelings.
Okay.
Wag. Kung isusuporta mo yung career niya, kung mahal mo talaga siya, as a professional, di ba? Or as an idol, wag mong buksan yung folder.
Mm.
Okay. other voice.
Mm.
Minsan-minsan na lang to. And ginusto niya naman yan. She's a public figure. Tingnan mo na.
Oh.
Tingnan mo na.
Okay.
Out of curiosity and out of ano rin, siguro appetite, di ba?
Oh.
Sexual appetite. Yun.
Okay.
Ayun.
So ano yung voice na nanalo?
The, binuksan ko yung folder.
Okay. So how did you feel?
Well, I felt good, syempre, nung una.
Looking at them.
Oo, oh. Parang maraming realizations ako.
Okay.
Number one, makalat pala yung mga kwarto ng artista.
Mm.
Makalat yung mga hotel room nila.
Mm.
Number two, nag-gym pala sila.
Ganda ng katawan eh.
Oo, parang wow. Akala ko parang fino-photoshop lang to, pero mukhang
so you
kumakain kind of, to ng kale. Ha?
So, I mean, there's so much work put into that kind of body.
Hindi, yung iba magaganda kasi kita mo yung stretch marks. Mm. Kumbaga, imperfect.
Imperfect. Oh.
Walang Photoshop artist or photographer.
Okay.
And yun, parang nasa gitna ako ng human sila and at the same time, parang diyosa. Kung nakahubad, parang,
Okay.
Goddess in and human at the same time.
Mm.
Si Anna Kendrick may sinabi na tweet.
Mm.
Before you take a naked photo of yourself, fellow celebrities, make sure to clean your room.
Mm.
Kasi ang kalat nga. Nagkalat yung sapatos, di ba? Tissue paper.
And it kind of reflects, I mean, what
the
kind
preparation.
Of person. Yeah, what kind of person you are? Magulo ka ba? Makalat
saka hello, siguro kung 8 hours sila on the set, punta sila sa hotel room, pagod na pagod. Maglilinis pa ba sila?
Sa bagay.
Ikaw?
Hindi, ikaw. After mo, kasi parang, pag dinidescribe mo, parang naging anatomical eh, naging parang appreciation. It's like, sort of you're describing like a sculpture na nude or like a nude painting. So was the effect like that or was it sexual?
It was more of admiration than sexual.
Did you share it with other
friends? Yes, I shared it with my friends who had similar crushes. And after that, 2 days after, parang shit, ang dumi-dumi ko, kadiri.
Okay.
Sobrang kadiri kong tao, ba't ko ginawa?
So ano ginawa mo?
Confession, I guess.
Confession? Kanina sa akin.
Sa'yo, oo. Nangumpisal na lang. Ikaw, well, ikaw naman.
Ano? Well, nakita ko yung The Fappening. Well,
walang lalaki sa The Fappening.
Wala. So, nakita ko kasi siya. Tapos, parang nag-go straight ako to art school perception. Na parang, kasi,
anatomy.
Oo, eh. Kasi parang, as an artist or like someone who draws often and went to art school, a naked body is not necessarily sexual.
So parang kung sinasabi mo, kung graduate ka ng art school, para ka na rin doktor. Di ba yung doktor kung makakita na nakahubad daw? Parang...
Yeah, normal ganun. Well, I think syempre pag doktor, mas ano anatomical talaga, di ba? Medical. I think artists still see the romance in the body. Pero... yung nga, romance siya, hindi sexual. Hindi sila, like, objects. Parang, nung na, first, ano yan, layered yung experience ko. When I saw the actresses, yung knee-jerk reaction ko was to appreciate their body and actually realize that, ah, okay, hindi kami pareho. Sobrang ideal yung body nila. Or conventionally beautiful yung body nila. So, yun yung na-feel ko. Tapos second is, parang, ah, okay, they worked so hard for this. Pero yung next layer is, why did this get out? Yun yung mga question ko, kanina nila yan ibibigay? Kanino ba yan sinend? Or, ano yung intention for taking that footage? Because for me, if mag-empathize ako, I will only take a photo of myself that naked or magte-take lang ako ng nude for a person who I want to see me naked. Gets mo ba?
Ako, I beg to disagree.
Talaga? Mm. O ano?
After college, I had a stint as a photographer's assistant and a photographer myself.
Oh.
Kasi syempre, di ba, after college, hindi ka naman diretsong director na or manager. Diba?
Oh.
You gotta learn a skill na from the bottom to the top. Diba?
Oh.
So, I was a photographer's assistant.
Okay.
sa mga FHM magazines.
Okay.
Sa mga FHM photoshoots.
Okay.
And nalaman ko sa mga chismis-chismis, sa mga kwento-kwento while waiting, some actresses
okay.
hire professional photographers to shoot them in the nude.
Hindi, okay.
For their own, na hindi makikita ng ibang tao. Kumbaga,
for themselves.
Oo, tapos tinanong ko, anong rason?
Oh.
Para raw when they become 60 years old, and they're old and cranky,
To immortalize that.
Oo, body. Na parang, pucha, nung 25 ako, at the prime of my life. Parang, ano rin yung katawan eh. Kumbaga, it's a canvas din siguro for these actresses and models, di ba?
Pero again, I'm gonna go back to the definition of a scandal. That's not a scandal.
Intentional siya. Oo, pero siya eh. Hindi, ito. Magiging scandal siya
pag nag-leak
kung gago yung photographer.
At ni-leak.
Oo.
Ayun nga. So parang for me, taking a photo of you ng nude, it is for someone you care about, i.e. yourself, your loved one.
Ako, it's all a matter of private consumption
yes, or
versus
public
consumption. Uh-oh. Let's say, artista ka, naghubad ka, model ka, naghubad ka, may sinayin ka na papers, lalabas to sa magazine, lalabas to sa internet,
sure.
Hubot-hubad.
Oh.
That's public consumption.
Yes.
Walang may sala dun.
Yes. Yung nga eh, parang if people consented to that, fine. Pero kasi paano to? Bakit nagiging public consumption suddenly? Yung mga private footage. Dun for me yung ano eh.
Bored tayo sa buhay natin.
Why can't we just look at ourselves?
Because hindi tayo ganun ka-sexy. May bilbil tayo, may stretch marks tayo.
I wanna know bakit siya nililik eh.
Ako feeling ko may sindikato, ano yan eh.
May money, no?
Oo, money involved.
Well, I researched on this. Parang, pero kasi sa States eh. Kaya I asked paano siya nalileak dito sa Pilipinas eh. Pero baka nga pareho lang siya sa States. Kasi sa Hollywood, meron palang ano, sex scandal broker.
Whoa!
Yes. So, I watched this Vice episode. So, broker siya na tatawagan mo na, kunwari, ikaw yung nagli-leak. Na parang, hello, meron ako nitong sex scandal ni, let's say, Paris Hilton. How much can I get for this? So, yun pala, didistribute niya. So, parang, okay, as in, parang ka nagdidistribute ng movie. O, sige, sa Pornhub, ganito yung...
So, may auction?
May bid. Or pwedeng, ano, parang lahat sila. Kasi depende sa dami ng viewers, diba? So, you get a certain amount if sa Pornhub lang. You get a certain amount pag dito. I guess
pero ano,
kapag exclusive
yan?
Mas mahal. Diba?
Pero ano ba naman ang exclusive sa porn eh?
Kakalat din. But yun, so parang nung dinidiscuss nung sex scandal broker, usually daw yan, either siya daw yung kakausapin mo. If you want a sex scandal in, and if you want sex scandal out. So basically, sa States, I don't know how they do it here, nagiging ano siya, battle of copyright.
Whoa!
So basically, kunwari, meron tayong sex tape. Tapos, hindi natin alam na hack tayo. Tayong dalawa, hindi okay. Ikaw yung nag-leak. May hacker na nag-leak. Ang battle dyan ay, we get the right to that footage. Because we are in it.
Pero ang mahirap nga, kumakalat eh. Footage can be easily duplicated now.
So ang mangyayari...
Pirata.
So ang mangyayari, now that you have ownership of the parang music, if meron kang ownership ng footage, pwede kong i-singilin lahat ng channels na meron nun.
So, pwede kang kumita?
Oh, tapos pwede nilang tanggalin. Kikita na ako, tatanggalin pa nila.
So, sorry, going by what you said, meron bang manufactured sex scandal?
Yes.
I mean, complicit yung parties na nasa tape?
Yun nga.
Para sumikat sila, para kumita? Whoa! Yes.
Now, I think... This is chismis, of course.
Hindi nga chismis, conspiracy eh.
Oh, conspiracy theory to. I think Paris Hilton and I think Kim Kardashian, parang ano daw yun eh. Planted yun para sumikat sila.
Pero true, kasi may nabasa naman akong Rolling Stone article about paparazzis.
Mm.
Kung nalalaos ka na pala na celebrity, tapos wala kang project, para tumaas yung ratings mo, magpapaparazzi ka.
To something controversial yung...
Hindi. Ano? Pupunta ka, tapos, scheduled talaga yung paparazzi. Tatawagan pa yung paparazzi na parang, okay, Cabo San Lucas in 3 days. Pero, bibili mo na, mag-fit mo na ako ng bikini, mag-trainer muna ako. Tapos, hindi mag-ano ko, diet, keto diet muna ako.
Paparazzi ready.
Kaya nga yung, ang weird, yung mga ibang paparazzi shots, ang ganda nung angulo, ang crisp.
Yeah.
Tapos naka-pose sila na halatang yung legs tinaas na ganyan, nakita yung cuts. Kasi it sells.
Yeah.
And sumisikat talaga yung artista. So I guess it sells, no?
Yeah.
Yung earns from it?
Yun nga, yung sa States, parang whoever owns the footage, the copyright, he earns from it. He or she earns from it. So either pagpatuloy niyang mag-earn yan or, yun nga, wipe it off the internet, di ba?
It's not possible. How do you wipe off things the internet?
You pay people.
Ah, Google.
Yeah, you pay the publishing. Pay Pornhub, pay yung mga ano pa ba? Whatever porn sites. Or kung basta yung distribution, pay them.
Kumbaga yung Netflix nung scandals.
Yes. Yung yung distribution channels talaga.
Hey you, yes you, I'm talking to you. If you like unscripted conversations on heartbreak, listen to Walwal Sesh the podcast, ang podcast ng mga sawi, hosted by Doc Gia.
Part of the process of moving on is really accepting that it was or it never happened. Was, yeah. Take it one day at a time, no?
Surrends.
It's something that we need to, in a way, let people know na it's okay to cry.
And Vino.
If you're just expecting pero you're not doing anything or something para malaman ng partner mo kung ano ba yung pangangailangan mo, then walang mangyayari.
Available on all major podcast platforms. Powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Hi guys, my name is Francesca.
And you've got me, Jelly.
You've got Del here.
All right, so we hear that you like to listen to podcasts. You know what? That is pretty cool. It's the in thing to do right now.
And we've got one. It's called The Eavesdrop. Do check it out, okay? We like to talk about everything and anything that's probably on your mind.
Unfiltered, unedited, sometimes to our own disadvantage. But go check it out after listening to this one.
I wonder why we asked na before if why would you leak it, diba? Parang, well, I guess yun nga, for money. Pero paano yung, kasi feeling ko dito sa Pilipinas, mas emotional yung reasons why people leak it.
Go.
Kasi diba parang pag naririnig natin yung mga celebrity, yung scandal nung musician na sinabi mo, parang ang narinig kong chismis dyan is, related sa kanya, tapos ayaw yung bago niyang girlfriend. So, nileak. So, may pagka-revenge-ish.
Pero pwede rin extortion, no?
Yes. Pwede ding, money again.
Or defamation.
Yung...
Dun sa isang mas matandang musician.
Yes, yun, defamation. Yun, very clear kung ano yung...
Sisiraan kita kasi sinisiraan mo kami.
Which leads me to the question... Bakit nakakatakot magkaroon ng sex scandal? Bakit siya for defamation? Bakit masisira yung isang tao na may sex scandal out there?
Ako kasi feeling ko it's embarrassing to see yourself naked in front of so many people.
Because it wasn't
kahit
intended.
Kahit virtually pa. Oo.
Pero parang for me kasi nagiging question siya of moral purity na parang it makes me ask if you see a person masturbating or two people having sex, bakit instantly mali siya? Mali ba na kumalat? Mali ba na nagsisex sila? Mali ba na nagmamasturbate siya? Let's use...
Or ako, sorry, not mali nga eh. Hindi mali yung term eh.
Ano?
Perversion.
Bakit? Bakit perversion?
Bakit siya perverse?
Bakit perverse ang sex?
Parang... Let's say makita mo nga yung musician na to in the act of masturbation, di ba? Bakit suddenly parang child molester tingin mo or rapist? Pero if
bakit
you think about it...
Bakit siya nakababa ng dignity? Bakit ganun? Bakit biglang...
Or ng pogi points?
Or yun nga, parang itong old musician na to, just because he's masturbating, suddenly his critical opinions about the government is invalid. So therefore, ba dapat lahat ng righteous or moral, if you're fighting for something,
morally superior ka, dapat hindi ka magjahol.
Nagmamasturbate. Oo. It puzzles me why suddenly, if you see a person having sex, may quote-unquote madumi, slutty, hindi virginal.
Ako, may sagot ako dyan.
Bastos. Parang, di ba tayo yung bastos? Kasi pinapanood natin siya eh.
Ako kasi we associate purity with kindness.
Kindness? Purity?
Or goodness.
Ew,
we assign purity, sexual purity with kabaitan ng
innocence.
Tao. Innocence. We assign actually virginity with kindness.
But is it true?
Hindi nga eh. Lahat ng na-meet kong virgins, medyo kumag eh.
Grabe naman.
Medyo lang naman.
Grabe. Sige, tatanungin kita. Nung virgin ka, kumag ka.
Oo. Parang antsy ako na parang, oh, I hate the world! Tapos, yung ano?
Nung na-sexually liberate ka na.
Ah, sarap ng buhay. Kamusta? Kamusta, guys?
So, technically, people who have sex are actually more,
I wouldn't say kinder, pero more zen? More less stuck up?
Or I would relate it to coming-of-age films. Di ba usually coming-of-age, mga sexual awakening yan?
Yes.
So, I equate actually sexual acts or being sexually active into actually being liberated. Pero tama, yun naman yung tawag ng 70s, di ba? Yung parang pag sexually active yung woman, parang, ah, liberated yan. Ganyan. May movie ngang ganun eh.
Yung anong title movie?
Liberated. I think it's Ami Austria. 80s. Pero yun, I think mas nakaka-liberate nga if mas open ka sexually. Kasi I would like to believe if you're masturbating or having sex, mas attuned ka sa body mo, mas may empathy ka dun sa partner mo kasi parang, ano, okay ba siya? Is he being pleased? Is he enjoying this? What does he want? So parang mas nakabuild ka ng maturity dun eh. And you kind of own your body. You feel how your body moves. You know what makes you feel good. So parang, what is wrong with sex?
And chemically, you have a lot of dopamine,
yes,
in your system, which is the feel-good neurotransmitter, di ba?
Yes.
So,
tsaka nagbablush ka nga, di ba? Oh. May flush. Parang ang pogi mo or ang ganda mo kapag after sex.
Tsaka napansin ko, yung mga na-divirginize, mahiling man libre.
Sa lalaki ba to?
Di totoo to.
Ano?
Para libre kita, pare. Oh! Oh! Bakit?
Ano?
Alam na.
Ganun ba yon?
Yeah.
So technically,
yung kuripot dati, bigla nang libre.
So
I put two and two together. Oh!
So kapag naka-experience ng sex, bumabait.
I wouldn't say naman. Kasi pwedeng maging maangas ka rin, di ba? Na parang,
mayabang,
I made
parang,
it. Rockstar bigla.
Oo.
Hindi, pero ako ang bigger question nga, CJ. Eh. Since when did sexual purity equals kindness?
Or equals ano, honor?
Yes.
Di ba?
Or stature?
Yes. Ewan ko.
Siguro it's a measure of self-control din. Ah, ito, kaya niya makontrol yung sarili niya. Kumbaga, it's a marker. It's an indicator of self-discipline. He can look at a porn site and make his sexual organs go small.
Go small talaga. Ano na lang, pwede siya manood ng porn nang hindi na-affect.
Sige, superhuman discipline for self-control. Parang ito, may pagkain dyan na marami buffet. Na isang tao. Kinain lahat. Versus,
pero, okay,
yung isa,
oh,
naghintay muna for 3 hours.
Pero yun nga, I'll argue again. Sex scandal, private siya. Hindi siya nag-sex publicly.
So can you give me a better metaphor?
Ako nga, puzzled ako eh. Bakit natin tinitignan na masama yung dalawang tao na nasa private room, ha? Silang dalawa lang? Or isang person lang siya? Nagmamasturbate lang siya? Bakit sila impure? Or bakit sila suddenly, hindi na kita papaniwalaan, may sex scandal kay. So kung yung scientist na nag-aral siya ng matagal.
Si Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh.
Let's say, magkaroon siya ng
sex scandal.
Sex scandal. Automatically na hindi ka na legit na scientist.
Oo, ganun ba 'yun? Yun, yun lang yung mga tanong ko talaga ngayon na parang bakit nagiging weapon ang sex scandal into either yun nga catapulting someone to fame or scaring someone?
Or parang canceled ka?
Oo, bakit?
Para makakakuha ka pa ba ng trabaho? Would you get hired by an HR personnel kung nalaman nila na to? Would an HR person hire you?
Ayun nga, oh, yan, maganda
he's seen
yan.
You jerking off. Or he's seen your boobs and your vagina.
In a porn site.
Oo. Teka, dapat yung HR person yung masisanda.
Oo nga, bakit? Yun nga, babalik tayo sa, hindi ba tayo the beholder yung may problema? Kasi bakit tayo nanonood?
Ako, it's the exhibitionist and the beholder.
Hindi ka niya alam, nag-leak nga lang.
So it's the ako the distributor din.
Oh yun, ako yung distributor yung may hawak yung nag I guess yun nga yung nagiging politics siya ko sino yung may hawak nung footage. Yun yung ano.
Pero ako ito I'd like to leave it as a question instead to our
sige, maganda pals. Yun.
Kasi super stumped ako ngayon. Wala akong answer. Ang sarap nitong pag-isipan.
And ako, ayoko din siyang bigyan ng definite answer kasi I don't wanna be, ano rin.
Morally superior.
Yes.
So, that being said, we wanna hear your thoughts,
yes.
Your listeners. Ang hirap eh. Ang hirap nitong question
na to. Like, how do you feel about people who have sex scandals? Maniniwala pa ba kayo sa kanila?
Would you work with someone who's appeared in a sex scandal?
Ako?
Oo.
Oo.
Okay, yung sex scandal niya is hindi penetration, hindi with someone. It's a masturbation video.
Yeah, bakit? Bakit tayo
would you mention it to him na, uy, ikaw
hindi,
din nasa sex scandal?
Ano ka ba? Ba't mo i-mention yun? Diba? Parang, why? Yun nga, parang for me, why are we making it such a big deal? Why is a sex scandal so powerful sa atin? I mean, hindi ba mundane ng sex? Hindi ba siya normal?
Ako ito rin. May naisip ako.
Oh.
Because, pero ito, just for the Philippines, being
Catholic
and traditional.
Mm.
Sabi nga nila, di ba, 300 years in a convent, 40 years in Hollywood.
Mm.
Yun, our Spanish upbringing, sex is for procreation, not recreation.
Tell that to Padre Damaso.
And may naisip ako.
Ano?
Going by what I said, na sex is for procreation.
I mean, I recognize what you're saying, na parang the Catholic faith advocates that.
Oo. If sex is for procreation, tapos yung sex scandal na nangyari leads to a child, therefore...
Absolved. Ay, may bata. Oh, they're saints.
You're forgiven.
Now. Forgiven. Pero kapag pleasure lang, mga makasalanan sila. No?
Pero nga, no? Bakit nga ba ano? Why is it never for recreation? Ano? Why is it always for procreation?
I think yung moralization of sex.
Ah.
Ayan, may sagot na ako. Tama kay, I think it's religious. If two people are having sex and they are experiencing pleasure and then walang bata. Feeling ko parang a religious person dies. Alam mo yun? Yung parang gusto nila pag may nagsisex, may bata. Gets mo ba?
Pero hindi ba nila alam na you have to have a lot of tries before?
Well, wala naman nagsasabing ganun eh. Wala nga tayo sex education dito eh. Diba?
Actually, yung sex education sa Pilipinas, it's really bad.
If there is such a thing as it.
It's non-existent?
I don't know.
Kasi ako, I learned about sex.
Kami meron sa Saints ko.
O meron din naman kami noon sa Ateneo. Pero I learned yung totoong ano talaga, sex education. After na, late na, mga pushing 30 na ako. Bakit?
Ano yun, self-study?
Self-study, oo.
YouTube masters, lang, ganun.
Master's degree na sponsored by my ano.
Kala ko masters in masturbation.
That's pero you know, we're not yet sexually liberated as a culture.
Hindi talaga. And yun nga, I think yung sexual acts, parang naaapal yung mga tao na bakit sila nag-enjoy? Dapat pang bata lang yan, ha? Panggawa lang yan ng bata.
Pero yun na nga, if you're ganon? Having sex ba, kasi naisip ko rin, if you're having sex with the intention to have a kid,
absolved ka daw. Hindi. Ano?
I don't think it's pleasurable.
Nakaka-pressure yun,
exactly.
Na. Exactly. Ka-pressure yun, di ba? Parang pawis na pawis ka na siguro. Oh, para tayo na, wala pa din, man. Ganon? Ka-pressure.
It's not for pleasure anymore, di ba?
Eh, yun nga. So, I guess, I think yun, nag-evolve yung mga bagay na, kumbaga, the religion did not update with the people. Parang yung mga tao na experience na nila yung pleasures ng sex. Parang underground, indie. Yung mainstream mo, parang sex is for having children. So when people, pag nagka-clash yun sa utak ng tao, na parang in your head, parang, ah, tinuro kasi sa akin yung sex after marriage eh. Kasi dapat magkaanak kayo. Tapos makakakita ka ng sex scandal. Tangina scandal nga siya eh, no? Kasi, tangina, dito yung tinuro sa akin eh.
Pero kaya nga feeling ko.
Ano?
Segue.
Oh.
How do you get out of the shitstorm
that
is a sex scandal?
After
2 weeks, have a kid.
How would you do that? Kung wait, it takes 9 months to have a child.
Oh, sige. After a few months, have a child. I bet you, kung magkaanak ka, nakalimutan yung sex scandal mo.
Oh, cute na yung anak. Oh, cute niya.
Tsaka parang cute mo na father. Parang, parang ano ka, minenin
gawan
black
na,
ka.
Tapos gawan mo ng ano, Instagram yung bata. Ganon.
Oo.
Tapos susundan na nila yung bata. Wala na, absolved.
You're now a special parent. You've been absolved of masturbating.
Again, hindi naman natin tinitira yung individuals, di ba? We're actually...
This is satire.
We're poking fun at the system and the culture.
And the idea.
Oo. Not gusto the people, ko yung ilinaw natin. Kasi mahirap na. Pero yun, I mean, see, that's a system, that's a culture na parang pag nag-sex scandal ka, magkaanak ka na lang bigla, okay na. Okay na lahat.
Pero would you absolve someone?
Na?
Nagkaanak. After?
Ako, absolved siya.
Actually, kahit pa man.
Ako kahit, wala nga siyang i-absolve sa akin eh. May sex scandal ka, good, you're having good sex. Good job.
Especially kung mukhang masaya sila dun.
Oh, good job.
Good job.
Diba? Okay yan.
Or not even a job. Bakit job yun? It's not a job. Good for
marami
you.
Marami kayong jobs.
Ay, that's what she said.
No, but I mean, parang, alam mo yun, ako as a spectator, wala kayong kailangan i-absolve sa akin. Ako yung kailangan mag-sorry. Kasi pa, sorry, pinanood ko. It's a private thing.
Sorry, pinanood ko. Hindi ako nakapagpigil.
Sorry.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Parang sorry, kasi we're not supposed to see it. Tayo dapat humingi ng absolution dun sa mga nag-sex. No, hindi sila. Kasi ba't tayo yung nanood?
So, ano naman, maiba naman tayo on the other end of the spectrum. Why are people so fascinated by sex scandals? When katulad nga nung sinabi mo kanina,
mundane.
We shouldn't watch these videos.
I think nabanggit ka na ng konti eh. Yung parang yung contrast with the upbringing na I think I touched on it kanina lightly na parang kasi nga naglalaban yung briefing sa atin ng religion na ang sex utilitarian yan. Magsisex kayo para magkaroon kayo ng anak. Magsisex kayo kapag after yung ikasal. So, if you see two people na parang nagsisex na not, ha, hindi sila kasal. Ha, hindi sila gumagawa ng anak. Scandalous to ah. May ganon. Pero I guess, yung answer na yun is sort of for the Filipino audience. Which makes me think, bakit sa States? Hindi naman ganun ka-religious sa States. But sa States, fascinated din sa scandals. Ikaw, what do you think?
Well, ako depends on having this, who's having the scandal.
Mm.
If it's an important person, if it's a physically attractive person, I would like to see them naked.
So ano talaga siya? Parang the, ano, parang ako, commodization ng ano... ng personalities.
I think may novelty kasi dun sa makikita mong vulnerable yung person in power.
Mm.
Yung may parang puppy dog face siya, parang before ejaculation. you feel like a god. Parang, tao lang siya.
Kasi nakikita mo in a pleasurable state or
in a vulnerable state.
In a vulnerable state, wala siyang saplot, wala siyang control.
Wala siyang control. Uh-oh. Yung, well, sabi natin,
well, mayroong control,
he or she is not making the most flattering faces.
Yes.
And the most flattering sounds, diba?
So it's kind of seeing powerful people na
as small, as little people.
Bakit little? Or as normal people.
And then, tsaka added pa yung video. If it's on a rectangle, a two-dimensional rectangle, may parang safe window ka.
Mm.
Versus, sige nga, patnoorin mo yung sex scandal na nandun ka sa kwarto.
Medyo horrific yun.
Horrific yun for you, di ba?
Uh-oh.
Yung
spectator
yung maaamoy mo, mararamdaman mo yung init, malakas yung...
Tsaka awkward, parang, why am I here?
Pero kung nandun ka sa safety nung video screen, dun sa, division na create nung
screen,
parang, okay, safe naman ako.
You feel powerful.
Oo.
Hindi, tsaka I think obsession din yun ng tao sa... Kasi if celebrities yan, parang meron tayong fucked up perception na we own them or parang public...
Yeah. Isa pa yan.
Public,
public property.
Property yung celebrities. Na parang tingin natin, even their most private moments...
We own it.
We own it. Which also appalls me. Diba? And I think social media is kind of blurring that. Kasi diba, kunwari, si Chris Evans, if I follow him on Instagram, excited ka kasi makikita mo siya na hindi, alam mo yun, hindi pre-prod yung content niya eh, diba? Hindi yan sinulat, hindi yan. Wala siyang glam team to curate him, diba? Or direct him. It's purely Chris Evans. In our minds, diba? But usually, nagtitrain naman yung mga yan ng Instagram curation, di ba? So, kumbaga meron tayong fake, hindi yung fake, meron tayong 90% of their sort of unfiltered selves. Baka yun, no?
Yeah.
Yung obsession parang, sa...
Finally, nawala yung yung glam team.
Oo.
Para makikita natin sila for who they are.
Yeah.
Di, pero feeling ko rin naman kasi, in the act of sex, you're at your most vulnerable naman talaga.
Siyempre, oo.
Kasi, di ba, wala kang makeup. Nakahubad ka. Unprotected ka.
Well, unless may condom.
Well, that's true. Hindi, I mean...
But protected sex.
Vulnerable ka.
Yeah, and yeah.
Bahala na kung pangit yung mukha ko, di ba?
Oh, pleasure naman eh.
Oo. Saka isipin mo pa ba yung angulo mo na, teka, yung right side ko dapat yung nasa camera habang nag-ano ko.
Diba nga nag-orgasm. Sabi nga nila, yung mga Hollywood, yung movie sex, hindi naman parang...
Oo. Parang yun? Parang nag-training yun sa ballroom dancing.
Choreography yun. Ha? Choreography yun. Diba?
Oo, choreography yun. Kasi dapat, ito na lang. Hollywood sex scene versus sex scandal. Yung Hollywood sex scene, inilawan, linagyan ng production design.
May music.
Ang ganda ng sound. Feeling ko nga yung sound, well, I've directed a sex scene before. Nag-ano kami? Nag-Foley.
Ano yung Foley?
Foley is adding sounds post-production.
Parang sound effects.
Hindi. Sound effects kasi, yeah, in a way. Pero ito galing, kunwari, ako yung nandun sa action scene. Tumatakbo ako yung parang, or parang yung sinapak ako parang
i-convert natin to the term para ASMR.
Hindi. Ito parang ina-add mo yung grunts, yung hindi dialogue.
Additional parang audal
auditory.
Auditory
supplements.
Parang ganun. Para mag-gets kung ano yung nangyayari.
So okay. Sa sex nga.
May grunts.
Grunts or yung kiss.
Ah.
Hahalikan mo yung kamay mo ganun.
Sa totoo naman, wala namang sound yun, di ba?
Exactly.
Although, Foley. Parang, no, I think in real life, I was with friends and they started kissing. Maririnig mo may ganun, parang, what the fuck, man? Dito pa ako, gamagalikan. CR ako. Sandali. Okay na kayo. Or get a fucking room. But anyway.
Get a room, you too!
Anyway, ayun. Eh, pero parang, sige, celebrities yun. Pero yung mga non-celebrity.
Hindi ito, are you interested in watching the sex scandals of...
non-celebrities?
Yes. Let's say your neighbor, your classmate.
No.
Ako rin eh.
Hindi, ako nga, in general, hindi na ako. Parang, I think, after the doctor scandal, nag-die down na sa akin. Yung hindi na ako nagugulat sa scandals. Pero after nun, nung parang namulat ako dun eh, na parang, okay, this is the kind of damage sex scandals do to people. Alam mo yung, ayoko na mag-participate sa ganito culture.
Ayun, alam ko na, gets ko na rin. Ano yung appeal ng sex scandals sa marami? Ngayon ko lang naisip. Wala tayong shared experience of watching, hindi, of watching someone in the sexual act. Only in the movies. Diba? Yung parang, uy, ang ganda nung sex scene ni Angelina Jolie at ni Antonio Banderas in this movie.
Original scene.
Original scene, oh. Diba? Pero wala tayo yung shared experience ng yung totoong sex.
Pero why?
Kasi it's abnormal.
Yeah, it's abnormal to share.
Hindi, I mean, it's abnormal to watch two people having sex.
Yeah, for me. I guess yung tanong mo, why are we fascinated? Ako, personally, hindi na ako fascinated. Like, my fascination or my, hindi nga fascination eh, yung response ko sa sex scandals, nag-end talaga dun sa ano, two doctors. After nun, parang siyang news to me na parang, okay, one scandal after the next. Hindi na ako parang nagugulat because I thought to myself, yun yung power ng scandal eh. Yung parang, nakita mo na ba? Nakita mo ba? Nakita mo ba?
May gulat factor.
May gulat factor or na-affect ka. So parang, if I stop being affected by it, maybe I can help those people na nagka-scandal. And parang hindi na ako napunta dun sa thinking na, what if sa akin mangyari yun? Hindi ko na siya i-personalize kasi feeling ko, mali lang talaga siya. Ikaw, kailan ka nag-stop?
To be honest, I haven't really stopped yet. Ako naman, I'm fascinated kasi talaga. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm fascinated with female anatomy. As in, I consider myself an illustrator also. So, I draw a lot of nudes. And itong mga sex scandals na to, or leaks, I sometimes use them as references for my nudes. It's an appreciation of the female form.
So wait, punta tayo dun sa, I think meron ka nilista na ethics. Ano ba ang ethics or protocol dyan sa ano? Kasi ako parang...
ethics, don't watch it, don't spread it.
Kasi, ba't ikaw yun nga ginagamit mo nga reference? So nag-iiba yung point of view mo eh, no? Hindi mo naman minamoralize.
Hindi ko minamoralize, I aestheticize it.
Ayun, I guess...
I turn it into art. Gets mo?
Pero nudes yun. Nudes yun mostly, diba?
Ba't malaswa ba nudes?
Kaya nga, mostly nudes. Pero yung sex scandal na, as in, sex. Oh, parang di talaga eh. I guess where we are going is how we perceive the person in the scandal, diba? Parang I think wala tayong karapatan na immoralize sila or i-judge sila na nakaw bad bastos.
Ako alam mo ang ano ko lang. Ang only gut reaction ko lang after watching it. Or seeing it. Wow, ang ganda ng katawan niya. Wow, nag-gym siya.
Aesthetic to be true yun.
Wala akong wala akong pakialam sa masama moral. Siyang tao.
I think you're like 1% of the viewing public. I think yung viewing public parang...
I'm a freak.
Slut. Kawawa yung yung taga Davao na student. Parang lahat sila, oh, minor ka, bakit ka nakikipag-sex? Ganun. Parang, teka lang, may lalaki dun ah.
Hindi ba minor yung lalaki? Minor
din yun eh. Bakit di niya siya i-criticize? Bakit yung babae lang? I'm gonna get intense because bakit pag yung lalaki, may sex scandal, ang daling mag-move on. Or parang, whoa, good job, bro. Na-sex mo yung babae.
Oo nga.
Alpha
totoo
male
yun.
Ka, ganun.
Parang hanip, galing mo.
Pero yung babae na nasa sex scandal, yuck, slut. bakit mo ninayaan sa sarili mo?
Although, ha? Ano lang ako ah. Oil medyo kayo. Pa-diff ako ng konti. Oh. Minsan yung reaction ko naman na, wow, ang galing ng babae.
Oh, then I guess parang, you're one step ahead.
Wow, parang how I wish. Parang ganun na parang, ang galing
although,
niya.
Although, I will thank that lady doctor. Because when I saw that, parang, ah okay, ganito pala dapat gawin. Parang standard yata siya eh, di ba? Na parang...
Hindi, that lady doctor was superhuman.
Di ba? Parang, whoa! I guess, because she's a doctor, so she know what yeah. to do.
And but, she, ano, talagang, parang comfortable siya in her...
Di ba? Parang, skin. In a way, nakaka-parang...
Nakaka-insecure, actually.
Oh, ako parang reference. Parang, ah, okay, idol. This is how it's going to be. I mean, tignan mo naman, pa-pleasure yung lalaki eh. So parang, ah, okay, ganito pala yan. So, in a way, nag-nerd.
So, sorry, it's an instructional video, in a way, for you?
Well, yes. For me, when I saw it. Pero wala akong moralization sa kanila na, ah, oh my God, she's a slut. Hindi. Parang, ah, okay, ganito pala yun. Parang siya sex education. Mali, di ba? Dapat tinuturo siya sa school eh. Hindi natututunan natin siya sa scandal eh. Pero yun, for me, wag nating i-moralize. Naawa talaga pag... Sorry, I've been watching Euphoria. May nag-click sa akin doon. Ang ganda nung sinabi doon eh, na parang the older generation, like our moms, they had movies, date, flowers, letters. Yun ang expression ng love. Yung generation daw ngayon, sabi lang naman sa Euphoria to, ang language daw nila of love ay nudes.
Ganda.
So, I love you. I trust you fully. With my naked body, na you're just going to look at it on your own. At hindi mo siya i-share sa iba. But, you know, as if, love. Pagka-break nyo, si-share na niya yan. Mga lalaki pa pa. Diba? Yun yung sad for me, na parang most, I guess ha, most women do it either for love or for a personal reason na may element of trust eh.
Parang, yeah, I mean, if you give someone a nude, may element na yun ng love nga eh. Kasi...
Or trust.
You're freaking vulnerable.
Yes.
This is incriminating evidence na naghubad ako for you. Hindi, pero naintindihan ko nga yun na it's a language of love.
It took watching Euphoria for me to understand nudes na parang, oo nga no, language of love eh. Maybe we should put that next to the... Ano yung mga language of love?
Touch, massage, letters.
Hindi, touch, words, gifts, service, and then time. Alam mo, kung sino man yung nag-imbento nun, pwede pakidagdag yung nudes. Language of love, guys. Let's see it more in a loving way, I guess. Not in a bustos way.
Language of love lang siya, syempre, kung maganda naman yung nude. Kung nag-send ako ng nude, tapos puro chichiria ako dito sa ano. May chichiria ako sa utong, di ba? Oh, last question. Oh. Paano ko nangyari sa'yo? Sa atin dalawa, ang sex scandal.
Ganito na lang, kunwari hindi ka pakasal. Tapos may kumalat kang picture na...
Ano nga, in the
ano
act?
Ano ba, dick pic or in the act?
Mas maganda yating in the act.
Oh, ano?
I never dick wanna pwedeng... dance again. Oh, when got no rhythm, I'll find Jesus and
totoo
I'll have a kid.
Totoo ba to? Yun talaga yung gagawin mo. I know
hindi,
you can't
kung ano,
do that.
Kung ano
I know
nga,
you
as
won't
Wincy nga,
do that.
Kung let's say artista ako or...
Hindi, as you.
I'll turn it into a joke.
Parang Chris Evans. Gamitin mo na for advocacy.
Oh. Sa lahat na magpipiesta sa dick pic ko...
Please
you
donate.
Better donate to the WWF.
Yes. Ako baka yes. Magandang idea yan. So, hindi ko tatanggalin yung ano, yung...
Monetize
mo siya for good. Diba? Parang modernize natin. Huwag na tayo magpaka-moral mo. That's the ano moral obligation talaga. Diba? Mag-donate tayo. Okay. Monetize na natin. Ayun, I think that's how we get out of a sex scandal creatively. And I think if siseryosohin ko siya, accountability siya. Huwag mo na lang i-deny. Kung kita naman niya mukha mong ikaw yan, ginawa ko. So?
Pero yun, by saying that, would you
hold a press conference and answer.
Di na?
Di na, no?
Di na. Minsan kasi parang hindi ka naman tinanong. Wala naman pala sila interest. Wag na, okay na yan. Only if asked, I guess. Diba? Pag nag-viral ka na, tsaka mo i-monetize. To wrap things up. Actually, kanina ko pati iniisip na parang, ito yung pang-conclusion ko dito sa podcast episode na to. I want to examine, ano nga ba yung ibig sabihin ng scandal? We talked about sex scandal, but for me, yung dapat yung root word nun hindi yung sex but the scandal. Because sex is normal, right? For you, ano bang ibig sabihin ng scandal?
Scandal is something shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Something taboo.
Taboo, di ba?
That's suddenly out in the open.
Ayun. So, same tayo. So, a scandal is something na morally upsetting to your culture or something that does not agree with your culture or mali. Pag may nakita kang mali, scandal.
Kumbaga may moral component siya.
Yes. So, for me, napaisip ako na parang why are we paying more attention to sex scandals than like the real scandals in our culture? Like
political killings?
Yes. Or corruption? Or
animal testing?
Or environmental scandals? Diba? Like illegal logging? I mean, for me, talaga, yung same appetite natin sana with the sex scandal, sana ma-apply to the real scandalous stuff.
Well, we have Vice.
Huh?
Vice.com.
Oh, yeah. Pero yun nga eh, di ba parang bakit mas nag-viral pa rin yung sex scandal? Bakit hindi nag-viral yung environment? Bakit hindi nag-viral?
Kasi nga, magaganda nga yung katawan na nandun sa video.
That's why I'm saying, maybe i-channel natin yung ganong, i-try lang natin, conscious effort ba? Na parang yung same amount of, we should all grow up. Yun lang. Parang, ano pa rin ba to? Nasa school bus ba tayo? Tatawa pa rin tayo sa tae jokes. Parang gano'n na yung feeling ko ngayon. Na parang talaga, nagugulat pa rin tayo sa mga tite tsaka sa mga ano, sa mga sex, gano'n. Guys, grow up. Yun, for me, yun na. Parang, there are lots of more serious, pressing, scary scandals out there. Diba? Ako yun. Masyado bang dark?
Hindi naman.
Ayun.
I think it's a positive note to end this episode. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow us too on Instagram at TelebabaTips.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search TelebabaTips. Same Telebabad time, same Telebabad channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast. Sign up and create your account for free at podmetrics.co and use our referral code,
TelebabadTips.